Junior Seau's nephew pleads not guilty to murder in fatal fentanyl sale. San Diego. The nephew of the late San Diego Chargers linebacker Junior Seau pleaded not guilty to a murder charge June 4 for allegedly taking part in a fentanyl sale that led to a man's fatal overdose. Micah Rogers Seau, 31, is accused of providing fentanyl pills to 31-year-old Connor Gerhardt, leading to the victim's death on June 1, 2023. Prosecutors allege Mr. Seau initially bought at least $1,200 worth of pills from co-defendant Sherry Kavanaugh, 59, then provided pills to Mr. Gerhardt and charged him $700. Mr. Gerhardt, described as a longtime friend of Mr. Seau, died at his Pacific Beach home on the evening of June 1, according to the San Diego County District Attorney's Office. Mr. Seau and Ms. Kavanaugh are each charged with murder and conspiracy to commit a crime. They both face up to 15 years to life in state prison if convicted on all charges. The San Diego County District Attorney's Office characterized Mr. Seau and Ms. Kavanaugh as longtime associates dealing illegal narcotics. Both remain in custody following their arraignments Tuesday in San Diego Superior Court. These defendants were aware of the dangers of the illegal drugs they were selling and, in a callous indifference to the victim's overdose death, conspired to continue dealing this poison in our communities, District Attorney Summer Steffen said in a statement. The DA's office said it has charged 8 people with homicide-related crimes stemming from fatal fentanyl sales since 2017 and that around 800 fentanyl-related deaths occurred in San Diego County in both 2021 and 2022. Fentanyl killed more young people in our nation than any other cause last year, Ms. Steffen said. When someone sells fentanyl, knowing how incredibly dangerous that drug is, and another person dies as a result of using that drug, that is murder. According to an online obituary, Mr. Gerhardt was born and raised in the San Diego area and was a graduate of La Jolla Country Day High School. He later attended the Rose Hulman Institute of Technology and around the time of his death was working on construction projects that included the redevelopment and expansion of both the San Ysidro and Otay Mesa ports of entry, the obituary states. Connor was recently married, had a promising career, was surrounded by love and support, and had a very promising future, the page reads.